with in thinking about soul, it's more like this the spiritual transpersonal kind of side of us, like our are you also referring to the healing and destiny too, or?
Yes, it's kind of related, because as we're going through our lives and we're interacting with life and going through it and experiencing, you know, triumphs and tragedies, and these mm-hmm. things can help develop us, our brains, to where they are and what they become. And as we approach each one of them and adapt and either heal through ourselves on an individual level, like you were just saying, and with mm-hmm. other people in the mm-hmm. settings of like Counselor Fari in our workshops, you know, these things are what can improve our lives very positively and help us to attain harmony with ourselves and with those around us. And then it transfers outward into the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes. that's what we're about. We want to improve the world. We want to improve ourselves, our lives. And, so I really... go ahead.
And another thing that just popped into my mind that relates to this, too, is that most injury, like psychic and, you know, most psychological or psychic emotional injury happens in the context of relationship, you know, in relationship. Can be often with close family, or can be community, or can be, you know, these larger pieces, but also so to healing, you know, like this, that sort of like injury, that some of our biggest injury can happen in groups of sorts or individuals on us, but also the greatest healing can come from that too. So it's just really, it's like there's that whole thing about where people's, I'm going to say focus, but kind of like in like that intention for healing too, and then apply, you know, and then being there with hearts and brains and bodies, you know, being together and really listening and understanding the common thread that runs through all of us, and then each of us with our unique threads and pieces too. So yeah, I just wanted to tie the injury in with the healing, that often the same, you know, the same kind, similar kinds of dynamics of group, not dynamics, but group, is where often a lot of injury can happen.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange how the healing can happen from that same, you know, in the same idea of a group sometimes. So
your words are reminding me of identifying the issues and the things that, you know, that cause us to be triggered. And then once we're able to identify, you know, the issues and the problems that we've gone through, the tragedies and things that, you know, have made us go through trauma, it makes us flashback into that. And once we start to recognize, like, what actually happened, because our brain shuts down. Our brain shuts it off and wants to forget it. And just get rid of it until you're strong enough to handle it. And
or in an atmosphere that safely supports it. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes it makes a lot of sense to not be sharing certain things in certain contexts, because, you know, it depends on who is around in that group or that safety setting.
Exactly, because it makes you very vulnerable, and which is why we need to go and look for counselors, people that know how to bring us through the stages, because we need to go through the stages of grief as we're dealing with these issues and problems, and it takes skill to be brought through those and then come to the end where we can, like, put our brains back together and stitch us back into the present. Because when we're going through those, we're going into the past.
Yeah.
And we're like reopening things. And then we have
to. It's like a stuck gas pedal or something.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to be able to go back into the past, deal with those issues, and then come back to the future and then carry on. And this is the point of Counselor Fari, as she would put people back together and strengthen the mind to be able to carry on and deal with these triggers in a more positive way, and to be able to take that short circuit that we go through out of our system, and and then we're able to like cut that cycle, because each time we go through that, it can cause us to go through a negative cycle, which is what makes our issues and problems big and be more static as we get stuck in our lives.
Yeah, they can entrench, right?
Yeah. So, yeah it's a great thing to be able to get to a counselor that knows how to bring you there and bring you back and then sew you back together. And, so it's very important that people find counselors that know how to deal with these issues and then help you to understand yourself. And then as you understand yourself, you're going to be able to understand those around you and have empathy. And that creates like harmony, positivity, human growth. And that's what we're all about here.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Mm. So we really thank you for coming and bringing your input and insight into our topics, our subject, soul healing. It's just wonderful to get other people on board and show all the perspectives.
Thank you. You're welcome, too. I also want to say hello to all the students out there as they get ready in the next couple of weeks for their midterms, and wishing you lots of support and assistance. There's resources up at SFU, speaking of counseling, as far as I'm aware, I think that there's counseling services for you if it's, you know, if it's triggering, triggering in a certain way and stuff, and if it would be helpful to have some support up there. So
yes, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. We really thank you, and we're looking forward to hear you again.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye. Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and a big shout out to Jeff Scott from Tri-City Community TV and all his efforts out there. You guys could go to his YouTube and check out his videos. He's an avid listener to our channel, so big shout out to him. Thank you for listening. And so we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to, coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Shkwait Shachlach, but we're going to be playing his song of the week from New Shoes, I Can't Wait. So let's have a listen to that and enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. That was New Shoes, I Can't Wait. And that song was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Kwaishkanah, BC. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. And just a big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story, and just always a great honor and privilege to have him come on and join us on the radio live. And how are you doing, Shkwaisht?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Still kicking.
That's good. Yeah, I really enjoyed your song there, I Can't Wait, and talking about true love and everything, and just an amazing part of life and artistry. And we have a subject, and this goes very well with our subject, which is soul healing. And of course, we know love does amazing things like that too. But we'd love to hear your words on soul healing.
Soul healing, a lot of us are guilty, you know, feel guilty for something or other, you know. I find that self-forgiveness is one of the things, you know, because our souls are hurt because of things we did wrong or whatever, and it weighs on us, hurts our soul. So I figure that's one way to help self, I mean, help the soul heal. And another is just to show gratitude, you know, to yourself and to others. Be thankful for the things others do for us, you know, instead of blowing it off or taking anything for granted. Another way to I figure to soul heal is just to get outside, you know, go for a walk, find a remote place and just be out in nature. That's, you know, that's a few things that I think help heal the soul. Yeah, other than that, you know, there's always looking to the Creator for that too. But these ones I figure are ones that, you know, really help is be grateful. Show gratitude, you know, spend time in nature, and another one probably is be compassionate. Compassionate to others' needs, wants and desires and attention seeking. That's about all I can think of for soul healing. We all hold ourselves guilty for, you know, piddly things. Sure, some things might have been really bad, but as our current president says, that's 4 days ago. Get over it. Forgiving yourself because you're forgetting about it. As cold and callous as that sounds, you know, we have to get over things like that. things we've done wrong or things others have done wrong to us, you know. Mm. Yeah, so I find, you know, that helps heal the soul.
Mm. Yeah, self-forgiveness is pretty important.
Yeah.
Well, we really thank you for all your insights and your input to our subjects. And self-reflection, self-forgiveness, gratitude. These are very big, important things that can help us in our soul healing. And for you to come through all of what you've gone through, you know, it really gives us an insight in what can help us to get through the incredible traumas that we can face through our lives, and just reflecting on ourselves and other people, it gives us the tools and motivation to achieve and get through those negative elements in our lives and create more positive paths and energies to create that harmony and positivity we're all looking for. So we really thank you for joining us live and sharing with us and bringing us your beautiful music and inspiring us through your inputs into our subjects. So we're really thankful and grateful for you.
Yes, it's something I look forward to.
Mm.
I thank you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. Mm. I send it all back to you guys 1,000-fold.
Mm. Thank you.
I hope everybody can forgive themselves.
Mm. Yes, for sure. Well, we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was my brother, Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkana, BC. And we'll be coming back to you right quickly.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
All right, we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to Lady Fima coming up next, and we're gonna be playing her a song first from Stone Jesus and their song called Red Wine. So have a listen, enjoy everybody. We'll be right back. We're back. That was our favorite band from Ukraine, Stone Jesus Red Wine. And we have our favorite production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Lady Faima. How are you doing, Lady Faima?
Hello, dear Keith. My greeting to you and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country as the international. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Yes, we have our subject today, and it's on soul healing, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Please allow me to acknowledge and recognize respectfully the National Day for the Truth and Reconciliation for the Red Nation, the landowner of the country, indigenous people, for the September 30th. And congratulations to the nationwide and to the landowners of the country, Canada and United States as well, and many other states, to be a witness such a universal victory has taken a place. And this is a healing, self-healing for the world, for the individual. And we are joyful for one another, and we are hopeful for ourselves and for one another to have a better life, better mission, and walking and being together, shaking hands, and facing with one another with the kindness, and to bring the differences on this Mother Earth. And however, because our line, our time is very limited, please allow me quickly to announce that we are in the process to line up, you know, to arrange a proper date for Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of the United Nations, that he travels constantly through the world, any country, you name it, he's there, because of the mission and the mankind he is practicing it in his life with a very humble, kind heart. He's dedicating his knowledge and experience to the world, to the humanity. And also because I receive a lot of requests, is tremendously, these requests is coming to me. And they are so too enthusiastic to listen to the architect of the world, the world achiever, Mr. Sahba, Mr. Faribor Sahba, who built one of his significant, remarkable building he left in the world is in India, the temple it called Lotus, and that interview will be repeated because of the requesting, because of many requests has come through the email individually and in the letters and in many areas. So these are the topic and outline for the very near future, within 2 or 3 weeks ahead of us, before this year is going to end.
Beautiful, wonderful.
And thank you. And these are the healing. All of these facts, when you reach the goal, it become a healing. And again, I convey my sincere congratulations to the nationwide, and to be side by side as a nationwide, as one body, to witness such a universal victory, the National Day of for the Truth and Reconciliation. Thank you very much for having me. It truly is a pleasure and honor to be on this planet and carry my mission, as Counselor Fari is guiding me from high above to carry her legacy. Thank you very much. After all, I do know that I am a student and I am the servant of mankind. Thank you kindly.
beautiful, wonderful. Thank you for such beautiful words from the words of Electric Lady Fahima. We're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you so much.
Thank you kindly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're going to say bye with some space banjo, Cosmic Wanderer.